very interesting band that went through various phases, starting out as a British blues band and then really wrapping up and finding great success as sort of a Southern California pop band. And Christine McVie was a part of it for much of the great success of the band. She just passed away on Wednesday. We're going to listen to some of her solo works. We'll get into some of the wonderful work that she was a part of as a writer, a songwriter, and as a singer and performer and recording artist with Fleetwood Mac. But first, we're going to go to Songbird, a solo collection, the music of Christine McVie, and celebrating her life on Now and Then Tonight.
Long ago, pretty wicked ways to get my sweet revenge. I was thinking of a dedication job, baby. Oh, silly me, not to make the observation, baby. The party's over. Thank you.
like I had a thousand times or more. And I like it when you come for me, like you do when I'm insecure. I'm lost inside my boring world, casting stones. Throwing bones. I'm wanting you to come to me, like you have every time before. I'm a lonely child, and my heart's a flame.
You're listening to Now and Then, and if you just joined us, Christine McVie passed away midweek, age of 79, I think she was. Her birth name, Christine Perfect, an English musician, vocalist, and keyboard player for Fleetwood Mac, which she joined in 1970 after she was in another band called Chicken Shack. Was the name of the first band that she was in England. Her lyrics focused mostly always on love, relationships, and she added a lot to the band when she joined Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac was a British blues band, strictly a blues band, their first couple of albums, and just a great band with Peter Green the leader of the band at that time. And then with the departure of Green, they ended up moving to the States, became a Southern California band. And then when Lindsey Buckingham and I'm blanking out on her name, the other woman that was in Fleetwood Mac. That'll come to me probably as soon as I turn off the mic and get back to the music. We're going to get back to the music here. And again, Christine McVie just passed away midweek, and outstanding contribution to music and, of course, to the band Fleetwood Mac. And we'll get to a few of her early songs, but all of these are going to be Christine McVie songs, whether it's with her first band Chicken Shack or from her solo works or with Fleetwood Mac. Celebrating the life of Christine McVie tonight here on Now and Then. celebrating the music of Christine McVie tonight. She passed away midweek this past Wednesday. Very important part of the band Fleetwood Mac, which started as a British blues band. McVie, or Christine Perfect at that time, before she was married, joined the band in 1970. She was married to John McVie, a member of Fleetwood Mac, and the band had some, you know, considerable interchanging of relationships, shall we say, in the band. But the first band that she was a part of was Chicken Shack. And Chicken Shack was a British blues band. And it featured Christine McVie as one of the vocalists. We heard a couple of those tunes earlier on tonight. And we're going to continue on with some of her solo works and some of her work with Fleetwood Mac. And as I mentioned earlier, the other female singer in the band with her for those years, when they changed from a British blues band to a Southern California sort of a rock or pop band, it was with the addition of Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. And Stevie Nicks wrote Landslide, which we'll hear next. But this is a really good vocal of the two of them, Christine and Stevie together, singing together. And again, she was married to John McVie in 1969, and they split up in 76, but they stayed in the band together, importantly and oddly enough, as did Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. Also, they were in a long relationship with each other. Then they split up, but they remained in the band together. And there were a couple other changing around of relationships among the other band members as well, including Mick Fleetwood. But let's get on to some more of the music tonight. Sadly, Christine McVie passed away midweek this past week. And continuing on here with some of the highlights of her career as a songwriter and a singer.
I took my love, took it down, climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise
I got a love.
My friends say
Celebrating the music of Christine McVie this evening here on Now and Then. We have just a few minutes left, and I wanted to give a little bit more background on her. She just passed away midweek, and at the age of 79, she was a very important part of Fleetwood Mac, not an original member. Originally, the band was a blues, British blues band that formed in 1967. They put out two albums. And Peter Green, the lead guitarist and, you know, pretty much the driving force of the blues band era for Fleetwood Mac, when he left the band, Christine McVie, who was Christine Perfect, was her name. She married John McVie, who was the bass player with Fleetwood Mac, and then they switched off and she became... she was added into the band just as a side player when they needed a keyboard player, whether it was piano or Hammond B3. And then she added in some background vocals as well. But then when Peter Green left, Mick Fleetwood and John McVie asked her to become a full member of the band. And then shortly after that, about a year or two not even went by, and Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joined, and that changed the makeup of the band, and they went from a British blues band to a Southern California rock and roll band, and then they just hit it big. One of the biggest acts in music history, certainly covering the 70s and the 80s. And one of her signatures, written by Christine McVie, Songbird, we heard it earlier, the Fleetwood Mac version of it. Now we've got the orchestral version, which Christine McVie recorded again recently. And we'll close with that, because this was also a tradition, the closing song at the encore of any Fleetwood Mac live performance. Songbird by Christine McVie tonight. Thank you. passed away midweek. And powerful songwriter and singer and a great Hammond B3 player, as well as any keyboard they put in front of her. Had a great rock and roll life as an integral part of the band Fleetwood Mac. Thanks for joining me for tonight, remembering her great music. And next week, John Lennon. Thanks for joining me for the show tonight. Coming up next, OCD is your host for Radio Free Petersburg, and we have more music at midnight with the World Cafe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.